Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Monday morning to you. It is the 19th day of April, 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids, across to Detroit. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on X's and Bros. Danica Halen, Brian Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino company from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros, and of course good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast channel 900 and on BCSN. You can listen back and to anything you may have missed and find anything you may have missed on our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus we're online.com, michigansportsnetwork.com, michigansportsnetwork.com. Now you can find Dan at Dan in the studio, find Ryan at Ryan L underscore Key, and find me at AC Bellino individually on Twitter. Gentlemen, good Monday morning to both of you. How are we on this Monday? Great start to a new week. Monday, the best day of the week. Good opportunity for you to set the tone for how the rest of the week will be. How you guys doing today?
Is that really how you set the tone on Mondays?
Yeah, Monday's the best day of the week.
Well, see, today's my only, this is my rest day. I don't have to work.
Today is Sunday?
Yeah, so I'm not going to set the tone at all. I maybe go to the gym and then I'm doing nothing.
There you go. Right? You're off to a good start. Right? You work this morning, get into the gym, get a good pump in, you feel good, you know? Rest of the week, you got to work.
Well, it's just a quick weekend with working Tigers. And they, you know, they can't score. What do they score? Three runs all weekend? Two runs all weekend? Brutal. Something like that?
Just brutal. Not a very good offensive showing here by the Tigers on that trip to Oakland. And, you know, I talked all that craziness after that series sweep against the Houston Astros. Like, what about midweek next week? Oh, this time next week? Yeah, okay. All right, pipe dream. Akil Badu, it's cooled down. It's cooled down a little bit, Mr. Badu has. Ryan, good morning to you, man. How was your weekend? How are things on your end?
Weekend was pretty good. My youngest son, we got him to start his sports class, so he's learning to play sports, 3 years old. So it was nice to get him in like some sort of organized type thing. And he was not the worst listening kid in the class, so that always makes you feel proud as a parent when your kid's not the worst.
What is sports class?
So like each week they just go over a new sport and like they help them learn the rules and just – that way they're just taking instructions and just learning how to listen as a part of a group.
Interesting. I have never heard of such a thing, sports class. We didn't have anything like that. I feel like we just kind of had to learn things on the fly. Yeah. And if you had a coach that didn't know the rules, then you're
yeah, and that, well, that comes like, I mean, he's only 3 years old, so it's just more of like 50 minutes of just getting kids to run.
That's good. So you're telling me he's not going to be able to understand offsides in soccer?
I mean, by the time he'll be able to play soccer, he'll be in the Super League. The Super League!
I can't believe they want to do that. I'm as mad as
want to, Anthony. It's already happening, brother. Oh. Like, want to. It's a done deal, it seems like.
Yeah, I forget how much money is on the table, too.
$4.2 billion to start.
With a B. And UEFA's upset. All of the leagues, of course, are upset. Now, my question is, are they the way that I read it the first time around, it was like a midweek Super League. And I'm like, well, if it's in the middle of the week, like what's the difference, I suppose. But if they're actually leaving their country's leagues to join this Super League has Italian teams, English teams, and Spanish teams, why is PSG not there? Why is you know, Bayern Munich not there? How come the Germans and the French leagues aren't playing in it? That's no European Super League without some of the super teams.
I wonder if their divisions will just be called, like, Axis and Allies or something.
I don't know, but I saw that, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
As like they wanted apparently to be more like the NBA type of league.
Instead of
coming together for the Champions League, it's all just one league instead of. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I think it's a terrible move, and I'm not even over there, so I can't imagine.
Yeah, but your team's in the Super League.
Yeah, which is fine, but I mean, there's something about like the country pride, and you know, if you think about it, the longest travel distance in the Premier League, which is England's number one league, is about from Toledo to Traverse City. So that's about the longest drive. It's like Southampton to, I forget which the furthest north team, but further north than Manchester. But that's the longest commute, 5 hours. Like, it's kind of neat the fact that they have so many teams. I mean, you think about 20 teams in the Premier League, 20 teams in the second league. That's 40 teams. I mean, can you imagine that? Like Detroit taking on Lansing, and it's big games. Like, you know, that's like,
I know. I think about that. I have friends that live in England, and they live in Liverpool, and sometimes, you know, commute to London. And it's like, he's a Liverpool fan, but then there's like, you know, he's like, oh yeah, I take the train and go see my team play, you know, an opponent. I'm like, we can't do that in the U.S. You know, we could take the train to Chicago maybe, but we can't. You know, it's not like a direct. Yeah, it's not like a direct right to the stadium train. They have that there.
Your closest bet is that if Detroit plays Cleveland in anything, because then you're, you know, a couple hours. But outside of that, like, there's nothing even similar to what they have there. Like Port Huron versus Detroit, can you imagine? Traverse City versus Petoskey. Like, it'd be cool. Grand Rapids versus Grand Haven.
Detroit versus Flint.
Detroit versus Flint. Kalamazoo, East Lansing, like that's what it's all, that basically what it is. I mean, it's like if you had, we have the three directional schools in the MAC, Eastern, Western, Central. It's like that, but add 17 more teams. Like, it's wild.
And billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. And the world's best players. So there's a huge, you know, in Spain, Spain's an even smaller country than it is, than England is when you think about traveling, you know, travel distance there. You know, they got multiple teams in Barcelona. Madrid, it's in, you know, its craziness. So the fact that they're going to try to do this or doing it or whatever the case may be, and the fact that UEFA's coming down, FIFA's coming down on them, like, look, if you abandon your country's leagues, like, you are forfeiting your opportunity to play for your country at the World Cup level. Like, that's going to put a pause on all this. FIFA comes in and bans them and says, yeah, no, you're not a part of
FIFA's
this.
FIFA's a joke, though, anyway, Anthony. Everybody knows that.
I mean, you can call them a joke, but they still run the World Cup. So if you, they can be the biggest joke on the planet. They could be, you know, Roger Goodell, Rob Manfred, and anybody else on the planet. At the end of the day, they're still the organization that operates the World Cup. So if you can't play in it, they ban you from it. Like, what do you? They're like the NCAA, right? Everybody likes to pick on them, but at the end of the day, they still run the tournament. It'd be like Duke, Kentucky, Michigan State branching off, having their own tournament every year, called the Champions.
It'd be electric.
Classic. Better than the Final Four, they say. Great to have you riding along with us, though. Glad we got the English soccer talk out early. I was wondering, are we going to talk about this? Do we not talk about it? It's a huge global event, so I feel like we should.
Oh, no, we're talking about it today.
But I just don't know how much interest there is in our state. But there is, I mean, this is a monstrous global event. Like, when you take a look at what's going to be happening in Europe over the next few days and how they're going to handle this, what's going to happen next, it'll be in the news. I saw that it was on SportsCenter for a solid, like, 17.5 seconds last night, where they kind of explained a little bit of what's happening and then just kept it moving. But I've just kept getting updates on my phone, like, Gary Neville says this, FIFA says that, UEFA says this, this broadcast. I'm like, this is nuts. Oh, well. They'll figure it out, I'm sure. We're going to step aside when we return. Hey, how about a big donut in the win column this weekend? That's right. Wings, Tigers, Pistons, everybody lost this weekend. We should be used to it, but we're not. And we'll talk to Dan Hasty. He got called up to do the Tigers play-by-play on the Detroit Tigers Radio Network. We'll talk to him this hour as well. Don't go anywhere. X's and Bros continues after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or the Cavaliers. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. It's simple and it's easy. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Pistons or the Cavaliers hitting a three. Bet with confidence and turn game day into payday at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies, game went to overtime, or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
In the morning,
breaking news desk. Breaking news. In our best bets of the weekend, Anthony went winless.
Really?
An 0-4-1 weekend.
Oh, that's not winless. Then I had a push.
That's winless.
I mean, you didn't win.
You are winless. I am. I'm correct.
I got a breaking news bulletin over. Well, you know, when you're 178, 4-2,
when you have a 50 game lead,
there'd be
yeah. You were going into the weekend 167, 137, and 10, and now you'd be 167, 141, and 11.
Oh, brutal.
Rough weekend. Dan went 1-3-1, whereas went 2-2-1.
Bad beat. 2-2-1.
Bad beat, Portland, 2-point favorites, win by one.
Yeah.
How about that? What about that college football game, though? Yeah, Montana versus Portland State was an 18.5-point line. Montana wins 48-7.
I'll never take Portland State ever again. Fake Timbers. Bunch of bums. That's embarrassing. Either way, welcome back. Dan and Ryan, Anthony, all joining you here this morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. I believe the over-under for the Athletics games and the Tigers Athletics games, they were 8.5 for Friday night's action. Friday night, grand total of 3 runs. Saturday, a grand total of 7 runs. The Tigers did not contribute to any of that, by the way. And then yesterday, 5 total runs scored. The Tigers did add 2 runs to that 5-run total. But a terrible, terrible weekend when it comes to Detroit sports. So the Tigers went 0-2 this weekend. They got swept by the Oakland A's. They lost Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They scored just 6 runs all weekend while surrendering what? 21. They lost 21-6 over the 4-day span. So not good, but specifically in the weekend, Friday and Saturday, 7-0 and 3-2 yesterday. Another good performance by Matt Boyd, and just could not get helped out at all. Center field, Victor Reyes, he was a mess. Third base, Candyman Candelario, he had a big-time error. The fact that no one can make contact with the ball this weekend against the Oakland A's, that was kind of surprising. But they dropped both games to the Oakland A's. Then you had the Pistons, who did play Friday, but I'm not going to count Friday as a weekend day. I'll count Saturday and Sunday. They did win Friday, 110-104. But then they got trounced on Saturday to Bradley Beal and company, 121-100 to the Washington Wizards. So the Pistons are now 1-4 in their last five games. So not a good performance
for
them on
Saturday.
Keep
it up, Troy.
All right. And then of course, you had the Red Wings, who played Thursday. They had Friday off. Then they played again Saturday. They'll play again tonight. They'll be on the road against the Dallas Stars this evening. So the Red Wings won game this weekend was a 4-0 loss. That's soccer terminology for you. 4-0 loss to the Blackhawks. I mean, that is...
While Anthony Mantha has scored in each of his first four games with the Capitals.
So, yes, this has happened. Anthony Mantha is on an absolute tear right now for the Washington Capitals. And there are some people like, who do we blame? Mantha was unmotivated. Like, I've seen those people. I've also seen the people like, Blashill's got to go because he doesn't know what he's doing. I've seen those people as well. Folks, I think it's very important to be. We talked about this when the trade happened, that Anthony Mantha was going to a team that has collectively way more talent than the Detroit Red Wings. Like, we're talking about a team that is fighting for a President's Trophy, which is the best team in the entire league, and a team that is fighting for a number one draft pick, which is the worst team in the entire league. Like, our best player is whom? Is it Dylan Larkin? Would you say that he's the best player on this team?
Yes.
Okay, Dylan Larkin is not... What line is he playing on in the for the Washington Capitals?
I mean, you would jump in on that Mantha line that Mantha's on with TJ Oshie and maybe Backstrom. I don't know who else is on that line.
He'd be a nice addition. Sure. He's not the guy.
Of course he's not the guy on a different...
Right. So that's the whole point. Like, our best player is not even close to being the best player on the next team. In fact, he might be sixth or seventh.
Well, I mean, if you're going to the Capitals, you have a top five player of all time.
This is true. I mean, Ovechkin scored twice on the power play, of course, from his office, because that's, I mean, the left circle is his office. That's what he does. You give him the puck there, and then he shoots it into the net. That's what happens. But when this trade went down, Mantha was going to have more success, just like Dylan Larkin would have more success if Andre Antetokounmpo, if he was still in the Red Wings picture, not, you know, in Edmonton, and he would have went to the Capitals, he would have had more success, right? If Bertuzzi... He would have more. So anybody on this Detroit Red Wings team, if you send them to the Capitals, they are going to have more success. It's going to look good. You want to know why? Because when you're around better players, it's going to elevate the play of everybody around you. And when you have guys like Backstrom, like Oshie, like Ovechkin, those guys are getting a majority of the attention, right? You are going to have your opportunities coming to you. You just have to capitalize on them. Anthony Mantha has done just that. I'm not mad at him at all for doing that. This was supposed to happen. This is why they traded for him, right? They felt like maybe he had a little bit more to give than the piece in Jacob Verana as a part of this deal. They like Mantha more. They trade for him. You know what we like more? Picks. You know what they're doing? Competing for a Stanley Cup. You know what we're doing? Competing for picks. Like, that's the reality of the situation. So for those that are hollering on Twitter, like, Anthony Mantha was unmotivated. I don't know if he's unmotivated. It just, when you get around better players, your play is going to go up. Like, that's what's going to happen. You stick any wide receiver in the league right now on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their numbers, I mean, individually, because it's a little bit different here when we talk about, you know, production and sports and everything else, but they're probably going to have a better season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers than they would on any other team. Why? Especially if they play wide receiver, because you have Mike Evans, you have Chris Godwin, you have Rob Gronkowski. You know, they have options there on that team, right? And you're playing with Tom Brady. Your play is going to get elevated. There's a drastic difference between Tom Brady and Joey Harrington. right? So when you're around better players, your play is going to get better. Your opportunities are to score, in Anthony Mantha's case. You're going to have more of those. You just have to capitalize on them. And that's what he's doing. Congratulations. Like, that was the point of the deal. They get to win. We get Verana. We get Panic. We get picks. We get to win. Everybody wins. Except for the team. They lose. They lost on Saturday. 4-0 to the Blackhawks. Like, that's what they're supposed to do. That's what we are playing for. We're not in contention for anything. The only thing that we can do this season, we being the Red Wings, the only thing the Red Wings can do this season is hurt their draft stock. Like, that's it. Every win, I mean, they won 3 straight games. Carolina twice, Chicago once. 5-4 in a shootout, 3-1, 4-1. What does that do? That's 3 more wins to hurt them in the overall standings. That's 3 more wins to get them up to 38 points, which now they're clear of the New Jersey Devils of 4, the Buffalo Sabres by 7, the Ottawa Senators by 4, the LA Kings and the Anaheim Ducks by 3. Oh, sorry, no, they're tied with the Kings at 38. Like, all they've done the last week is hurt their draft position. That's it. With their minus 42 goal differential. Like, yeah, Mantha's numbers are going to go up. Of course they are. That's a brutal weekend. Detroit teams this season are a combined 39-80. That's a 33% winning percentage. That's what we're dealing with. That's where we're at right now. As you can see on the graphic on the television screen. We'll step aside when we return. A feel-good story. Dan Hasty got called last minute to do the Tigers game against the Oakland A's yesterday on the Detroit Tigers Radio Network. We'll talk to him next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.